So much to talk about, but nothing to worry about. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Darling, you got to let me know.
All right, so Dave Mitchell shows up, you know, from time to time to evaluate me emotionally. You know, Ivy does it every day. Ivy, you know, looks at me and says, something wrong with you today. Well, what's going on with you? You know, jack it down, bring it down a couple of notches, because Ivy is my, you know, when you see Lucy on Peanuts, the doctor is in 5 cents. Yeah, that's Ivy for me. She joined us on the line. Ivy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing quite well, thanks.
Good to have you. So you heard what Dave had to say. Was he right or wrong?
You know, actually, I have to admit, I didn't, because I had to take a call that was quite important.
Okay.
And so I didn't get to hear Dave's breakdown of you.
He said I'm competitive. Can you believe that? That I'm driven.
Shocker.
Yeah. Now, hold on, Ivy. I need you to hold that thought right there, because we have a guy who's been very patient, been doing a nice job sitting on the Common Sense Hotline. CJ is checking in from Kalamazoo. CJ, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Steve, and thank you very much for taking my call. You know, I believe that 90% or more of the wasteful spending and crazy things the U.S. government does would be taken care of and ended if we broke the monopoly control that the federal government has over its own financing. Now, that monopoly control of its own financing centers around Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 1 of the Constitution. It gives the U.S. government monopoly control of its own financing.
Mm-hmm.
If we moved to change that, the Articles of Confederation, our first Constitution that preceded the Constitution, and through Article 8, the common expenses of running the 13-state union government of the time were divided among the states, and then at the state level.
Well, that's the way it should be. We should have more control. I agree with that. The Congress runs right over us, and that, I think that's part of, if you heard the hour number two here on the program, Ed Rush saying that the entire system is set up by Republicans and Democrats to benefit, well, Republicans and Democrats, and I think you've hit on something important there, CJ. I got to run so we can get through the program here. I greatly appreciate it. When we have more time, we'll get to that. You can also drop me a line always, stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. We go to the mailbag often. We go to the mailbag to make sure that you're covered here and taken care of here on a free-for-all Friday. Now, back, Ivy, we had spoken earlier about finding the weasel of the week. And so I think that I'm going to nominate my first weasel of the week here. And I think that there's a pretty obvious choice here, and that's shut down Schumer and Negative Nancy. I just think that the weasels of the week in the American Gothic, you can't get past that imagery.
No, absolutely not. And I think that's a great choice. You know, they're just constantly saying the same thing, talking the same, you know, talking points. And the point of the matter is they're not going to get behind this president. They don't want him to win another campaign promise. And the fact of the matter is, they're just going to continue to resist as they have been since the president took office, and that's that.
That's right. You know, and I look at these 58 different declarations of emergency since 1976. 31 are still in place, which is unbelievable, but true. And, you know, you look, is Zimbabwe, is Burundi, is Yemen, is Crimea, are all of these places more important in terms of being a national emergency than our own southern border? And I would say absolutely not. Common sense would dictate otherwise. I cannot find any place in history that any one of these has ever been challenged in court. When an American president makes a declaration, an emergency declaration, I don't see that anyone's ever been challenged in court, except that the Democrats say they'll definitely challenge Donald Trump.
But you have those judges, the activist judges, that are just going to do it regardless. So, I mean, if he does declare a state of emergency, it's going to happen.
All right.
No question.
So here is the most ridiculous thing I've seen from a listener today. And now maybe I'm misunderstanding this. And I reached out to Dave to find out. Dave sent me a note on Facebook. He went to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, dropped me a note. And it said from an hour ago, I guess. Always fun to hear someone who reportedly stands for gun rights who calls gun smuggling wrong and should be stopped.
Huh?
Well, exactly. Failure of our education system that teaches that the Constitution gives us rights. This is a government-centric idea. The Constitution protects the rights we already have, so guns should be available to all and not to a select few. And I'm like, now, wait a second, Dave. Maybe he's in the bottle early, but illegal gun running by illegal aliens and drug dealers, I should support that? Because
that 50 caliber, hello.
Yeah, I'm confused, Dave, as to your point here. Always fun to hear someone who reportedly stands for gun rights calling gun smuggling wrong and should be stopped.
That seems a little odd. Fact of the matter is, we have a legal way to obtain guns and weapons of all sorts. And the fact, I just don't think that gang members and criminals smuggling guns should not be controlled.
Well, let's see here. The possession of a firearm while in the commission of a felony is a felony. So you're a criminal by having a gun if you're transporting illegal, illicit drugs in the first place. If you're in the country illegally, you're not allowed to have a firearm at all, period, because you're not an American citizen, so you have no right to possess a firearm. Also, a felony. Ivy, I just get baffled sometimes, but it's been a pretty darn good week. Let's see. On the horizon for us, here in a week or two, we'll be at the SHOT Show, the biggest gun show in the world, broadcasting live from Las Vegas. And then after that, we're on our way to CPAC. So we've got some good stuff coming up.
Yes, very busy travel schedule over the next few months. We'll be bringing you all sorts of really interesting and exciting guests.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that. And hopefully within the next, I'd say, 3 to 4 weeks, you'll be able to tune in via your smartphone or all sorts of other ways to catch us not only live streaming, but via video as well.
That's right.
That's going to be interesting.
Big announcement coming. We'll talk about that here in the next couple of weeks. We're also talking about, Ivy and I are, about traveling to the southern border. Traveling to the southern border. So we'll talk about that straight ahead. Ivy, thank you for stopping in and checking in. Greatly appreciate it. As always, Ivy is, of course, the executive producer, my handler, and my psychotherapist, as we talked about. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.
When it comes to exporting products to other countries, did you know Michigan is number 6 on the list? It's true. It's also true that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is here to help you with your exporting needs. The Michigan Chamber certified staff will ensure your certificates of origin are accurate and certified, guaranteeing your orders are going out the door on time, every time. You can trust the Michigan Chamber to serve your export documentation needs. Find out how the Chamber can help you every day. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this state.